Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Love questions, so I'm going to give you some, because I love questions so much. Since I love questions so much, I'm going to give you some today. I'm going to give you seven questions, note takers, seven questions, seven personal questions that will change your life in 7 days. How about that? Let's make it a goal for 7 days. Seven personal questions that will change your life in 7 days. Let's start with the first one. Number one. Oh, I'm jumping right into it. Number one, what are you passionate about? I come to find out that most people don't know themselves. They're so quick to trick off and tell off about other people. And she did that. She not that. Who she thinks she is. And look at him. He think he all that. He the stuff. But what about you? You're such an expert at pointing out other people, but do you know you? What are you passionate about? What questions are you asking yourself? I have a journal that I use that I write with, and I talk to the Lord, and I write down what the Lord tells me, and I have questions so that I don't forget to ask the Holy Spirit. But I'm asking you even right now, what questions do you ask yourself? Passion levels are revealed by questions. Did you know that? Think about it. Passion levels, the level of your passion, is revealed by questions. Questions are clues to desire. Oh, yes, it is. Questions reveal need. Yes, they do. Questions Amen. Reveal need. Questions birth the change of season. I always tell people, Amen. When you get tired of being sick and tired, you'll start searching for a solution. You'll begin to ask yourself, see, I assess myself constantly, even daily, even within a few hours. If my temperament has changed, I always talk to myself. I say, what's going on, April? Why are you feeling antsy? Or why are you feeling a little bit irritated, unnerved? And then I begin to assess myself. I'm trying to burst out something new. I'm trying to bring solutions. And I may come with the solution of, hey, it's now 4 o'clock. You've not eaten. You've not even drunk one drop of water. Maybe your body is a little cranky because your system is beginning to shut down. You may want to grab something to eat. I begin to ask myself questions. What do I like? What don't I like? What is my passion? I even talked on that earlier. Usually what angers you bursts out or brings you to the solution of what you are passionate about. I come to find out, even on yesterday, I was talking and ministering, and I just began to be so agitated during counseling somebody. And I hung up the call, and I talked to my husband. I said, I just can't stand it. And he said, well, what is it, honey? I said, I just hate stupid. And then it burst out something in me. I said, wait a minute. I said, now I get it. I said, now I know why I become so agitated sometimes, because I can't stand stupidity. So you know what that was? I assessed it. I asked myself more questions. And then I come to realize that really, especially in these new years, I'm rebranding myself, restructuring things. I'm growing. The things that I used to like when I was 16, I don't like now. The things I used to like in my 20s, I don't like now. So I'm beginning Amen. To now tailor, who is this new April? I always reassess and reinvent myself. And I come to realize that in this part of my life, I can't stand stupidity. I'm angry. I'm allergic to stupid. Let me just say that. I'm allergic to it. It breaks me out. Can't stand it. Don't want to deal with it. I can hang with people in ignorance. Oh, yes, I'm ignorant. We're all ignorant on some level, some people even more than others. We're ignorant to some degree. Everybody on this earth. But one thing I can't do, I can sit in the presence of ignorance. I can talk to ignorance. I can go out to eat with ignorance. I can preach to ignorance. I can speak to ignorance. I can deliver ignorance. But one thing I cannot stand in the presence of, and that's stupidity. When you know Jesus. You need help, and when especially since I'm a problem solver, I preached on that before, especially if I hold some solutions to some of your problems and you can't stand to even open up or seek after it or pursue or even have the type of discernment to know that the solution is right there in front of you, I got to leave. Jesus did it, so I'm going to do it. Jesus said, look, nobody wanted me to work miracles. I was the solution. I went back to my hometown, tried to deliver, heal, set free, all of that, bring forth breakthrough, and nobody in my hometown could discern that I was literally the solution for their problems. You know what I did? I shook the dust from my foot. I left. I got up out of there. That's revelation. So the Lord has given me permission through example and through revelation. He said, don't stand in the presence of stupidity. Remove yourself from stupid. Check the dust from your feet. Don't stand there. Don't stay there a second longer. I love it. So when I hear and when I sense stupidity, I got to go. I cannot make myself available to it. That's casting my pearls now before swine. You'll trample over it. What use will a pig do wearing a pearl necklace? Nothing but get it filthy and dirty. He would devalue, or she, depending on the sex of the pig, would devalue the pearl. I can't do that. I can't afford to do that. I can't waste resources and what is most important to me, which is my time. So I ask myself questions.
Amen.
And I encourage people. And I say, listen, once it has been exposed, now let's work on it. Once you know that you, it's like today, some of you all may have not even thought about it. What is my passion? Well, guess what? Now you're not in ignorance anymore. Now you're walking into, it's exposed, and you have a choice to either stay stupid and say, well, I don't care about my passion. I don't care about what God has given me. Well, then you stay right there in your stupid place. But for all those that were ignorant, and now we are going forward, and we've exposed this, now you know you can ask the Holy Spirit questions about yourself. Holy Spirit, what is my passion? Holy Spirit, open up my eyes to help me realize my passion. Holy Spirit, help me to realize what you placed in me since I was forming in my mother's womb. What gift, what talent you placed inside of me so that I can use them according to your glory in this earth. That was question number one. What are you passionate about? Number two. Whose world have you tenaciously determined to improve? For note takers, I will repeat that. Whose world have you tenaciously determined to improve? I'll repeat it again. Whose world have you tenaciously determined to improve? Whatever your desire is, reveals your function. Whatever it is that you desire, it reveals your function. You are not called to everyone. You are not called to everyone. You are not called to anyone and just everybody. Have you discerned the specific audience that you have been made for? I know it. I can discern it on you, but you got to realize this. I know, especially even myself, my husband and I, we're not to be accepted by everyone. We get it. Not everyone will be drawn to this ministry. What do we say? Everyone has to find their tribe. So when we say, I ask myself this question, whose world are you tenaciously determined to improve? Then I start thinking about what services I provide. I'm a problem solver. We have a miracle ministry. We move in prophetic coaching. So then I need to go out there and improve the world of those who are seeking solutions, things that they can't figure out for themselves. Things are not adding up as much as they try and as much as they work it. It just seems like things are crumbling. People who are bound by witches and warlocks have failed. Those are the worlds that we are, my husband and I, this ministry, are seeking to improve. People who are lost, people who don't know who they're and why they're called, and they feel like they're different and they're called to something different. So we come along and say, listen, this is your God-given purpose. You're called to be a teacher or a preacher or evangelist or pastor or apostle. God is raising you up to be an end-time general. You know, whatever it is, we are called to now train them up and then send them out. We understand whose world we are called to tenaciously improve. And because we know our purpose, we work and we move effectively. My husband and I are one. We get many compliments and say, you all are in sync. Why? Because we understand our purpose. We understand our strengths and our weakness. How much better would it be if we will raise up leaders and we will raise up people who came into contact with this ministry who also will be aware of their passion, who would Amen. Know who worlds they are called to. Some of you are called to different worlds than what we are. You are called to different lands, different geographical locations. You are called to different hurting women. Some of you are called to jailbirds. You're called to people who have been locked up. You are called to people who have been in prison. You are called to homeless. Some of you are called to those that are pre-wed, that have babies out of wedlock, and those that are suffering from premarital sex and abuse and rape and molestation. All of that, different worlds you are called to improve, but do you know them? Number three, I'm going to keep it going. Whose disrespect will you decide to ignore? Whose disrespect will you decide to ignore? We are so intrigued by our difference, our distinction. We are so fascinated by ourselves that we are stunned that someone would be blinded to it. You got to have so much confidence in your distinction, in your difference, that other people, they may not get you. They may not understand your passion. They may not understand the gift that the Holy Spirit has placed inside of you when you were yet forming in your mother's womb. So you got to learn how to ignore some of this mess. Disrespect will come, but you got to learn how to ignore it. Don't give attention to it. The best thing you can do for an ignorant person, because honestly they don't know, they're hurting. People that disrespect you are people who are ignorant of what's inside of them. If they only knew their purpose, if they only knew their God-given purpose, if they only knew the passion that God wants to stir up in their heart, they wouldn't waste time hating on you. They wouldn't Amen. Waste time posting all of these things about my husband and I, still talking about us a year later, 2 years later. They wouldn't waste so much of their time holding on to bitterness and unforgiveness if only they knew what God has called them and placed them on this earth to be. So same for you. Who have you decided to ignore? Once you've picked up this mantle, once you've picked up this desire and this passion that God has stirred up in you, who are you going to ignore? Because haters are going to come. Imposters are going to come. People who are going to talk about you, it's going to happen. But you've got to learn to ignore it to stay focused. If you start giving it attention, it becomes more real and you give it more power. The best thing you can do is ignore that mess. Cut the snake off at the head. Ignore it. Number four, whose attention and approval matters the most to you? And what are you willing to do to keep it? Think about it in your life, each and every one of you. Think about who in your life is so important that you need their approval. Some of you might say nobody. Anyway, you can't think of anyone. Everyone has let you down. Who in your life approval matters to you? It might be a sibling. It might be your child. It might be your father, your mother, a parental guardian. It might be a cousin. It might be a professor. It might be a teacher. It might be a gym coach. Whose approval matters to you? And if it matters so much, what are you willing to do to keep it? Some of you all, and some of you all have already expressed it, that we are the most important people in your life. My husband and I, Apostle Smith and I, you've adopted us as your parents. Mm-hmm. We didn't ask you to. We didn't ask you. We didn't say, can you please call us mom and dad? That is usually the type of language that is developed on its own. So you have made us that type of figure in your life. Do our opinions or our approvals matter to you? And if so, what are you willing to do to keep it? Your only exit from the present is someone who likes you. Your only exit from the present is someone who likes you. The difference between seasons is a person. Think about it. God is awesome. He's omnipresent. He's omnipotent. But look at this.
Wow.
He uses his people here on earth to make way of your new season, your new job. We know it's God. We give him glory. But guess what? It wasn't God himself that sat down and interviewed you. It wasn't an angel that called you and said you got the job. He moved the people. That might be a new season for you, a new career, more money. It might be an open door to go and preach somewhere. He used a person. God is trying to get you to understand that the difference between seasons is people. Somebody is going to have to like you. Somebody's going to have to enjoy you. Somebody is going to have to taste your literal presence in order to like you and favor you and open up the door. So whose approval matters to you? And if their approval matters to you, what do you do to keep it? How do you sow honor?
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.